10th paragraph there from Mishnah Gimel, we continue the halachas of assumed rabbanim that are permitted in the Beit HaMikdash but prohibited outside the Beit HaMikdash. Machzin Ratiya b'Mikdash Avlod b'Medina. That a Ratiya is a certain type of bandage which had some cream, medicinal cream, put on it. So after the Beit HaMikdash, you are not allowed to put it back on, because if it was taken off completely, you're not allowed to put it back on, even though you're not smearing any cream on. But the Xavier, since it's known to smear cream on this bandage, we're concerned you may come to smear cream on the bandage, and therefore, outside of the Beit HaMikdash, it's also to put on this bandage, even though the cream was smeared on from before Shabbos, whereas in the Beit HaMikdash, you're allowed to put it back. If it was on from the beginning of Shabbos and it fell off the coin, he's allowed to put it back on. In the Tchila Kanavakan also, but even in the Beit HaMikdash, you're not allowed to, like a Tchila, put on a bandage which with cream on it, because, once again, it's a very stringent Shavuos, and some say it's also not necessary for the avoid in the Beit HaMikdash. That's what Rashi says. If they didn't permit this, it's a Drabonin, to like a Tchila, put on a bandage that has cream on it, because of this concern, they may smear cream on it on Shabbos. But if you already had the bandage on from the beginning of Shabbos and it came off in the Beit HaMikdash, you would be allowed to put it on. Kosher Nima the Mikdash of Levim Medina. This is also, the Levim had a violin or a harp or whatever they had, so it says in the Beit HaMikdash, you're allowed to tie up the string of the musical instrument that broke, but outside of the Beit HaMikdash you're not. So the question is, why is it permitted in the Beit HaMikdash? Till now we're talking about Issa Derabbanan, but if you're making a knot to fix up your harp or violin, it's Issa Deraisa. So the discussion in that, some say that you're allowed to make a full knot, and it's because this is something necessary for the avoda of the music in the Beit HaMikdash, which you could not prepare before Shabbos. Yeah, and others say that in the Hanami we're talking about making a non-permanent kesher, which is only Issa Derabbanan, and therefore it's permitted in the Beit HaMikdash. But if it would be Issa Deraisa, it would not permit it in the Beit HaMikdash. In the Medina, after the Beit HaMikdash, one is not allowed to, in any fashion, fix his musical instruments. As a matter of fact, we know that you're not allowed to even play musical instruments, because you may come to fix it. In Betchila, Karmakan, also, but this is also that the musical instrument was set up and something ripped on Shabbos, so it's necessary for the avoda to fix it up. But even in the Beit HaMikdash, you're not allowed to, lachatchila, set up your musical instruments on Shabbos. You have to start them off on Shabbos. Something happens, then you're allowed to fix it. Another halacha is, choytchim yabel from Mikdash of Levi Medina. The person has some type of wart. So, the halacha is that it's a type of wart that when you have the wart on, you're a baal mum, you cannot do the avoda in the Beit HaMikdash. And therefore, you're allowed to cut it off on Shabbos. The question is, cutting off, it's also Issa Deraisa. It's a type of goizes, like cutting off fingernails and hair, things that are growing out of your body, you cut it off, it's Issa Deraisa. So it says that you do with the shinoi, bite it off with your hands and not with the kli, not with the knife. If it's already dried out and it's not really considered part of the body, then you're allowed to cut it off even with the knife on Shabbos in the Beit HaMikdash. But after the Beit HaMikdash, it's prohibited even with the shinoi, because we're concerned that maybe you'll do it without a shinoi. Warts and these type of things, scabs, you're not allowed to take off on Shabbos under all circumstances. That says the Beit HaMikdash. In the kli, kind of also, but to cut it off with a knife, it's also in every place, because that's a complete full-fledged malacha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.